vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Harry Cooper, and we're going to be talking about his book on Adolf Hitler. Hi, Harry, how are you tonight?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate so much for being with us, and you're with Shark Hunters. Is that the title of your organization?
Yeah, that's correct. We started 31 years ago, and our primary focus was the history of the German U-boats. And back in those days, we thought it was a clever title because submarines are like sharks, and we hunt their history.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the U-boats are important, but they're also very important to the story of the escape of Adolf Hitler and the fact that most Americans have been conditioned to believe that Adolf Hitler died in a bunker in Berlin at the end of the war. But you have a different story, and that's why I want you to come on tonight, tell our listeners the background of the story that you were told by somebody who already came from the Nazi point of view. Will you go ahead and pick up the story, and we'll go from there.
Okay. It began in 1985. We had a new member by the name of Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, who was a Spaniard, of course, with a name like that. And he was an intelligence agent throughout the war working for Germany. And for about 3 months before the end of the war, he was in the bunker itself. And he sent me a letter. It was typewritten, single-spaced, 114 pages long, telling me about this entire incident. And he saw Hitler and Eva Braun forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed from the bunker. Bormann, of course, was the power behind the throne, more or less. Toward the end of the war, he had pretty well usurped power. Goering was a discredited buffoon, and Himmler and those guys were pretty much pushed on the outside. And so Bormann wanted to keep the Reich alive, and he needed a figurehead. And so Don Angel saw Hitler and Eva Braun forcibly drugged and removed from the bunker. And years later, as I say, Shark Hunters began in 1983. We've just had our 31st anniversary, started our 32nd year. And one of our members was a guy named Bob Thew, T-H-E-W, retired United States Navy captain, and he had spent his entire naval career in naval intelligence. And after he retired, he went into the NSA and finally retired from that. So he was visiting... I think it was 1985, 86, right after I had gotten the letter from Don Angel. And I asked if he had ever heard of a Spanish spy by the name Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, and he started to chuckle. And I said, "What's so funny?" He says, "Yeah, he was a German spy, we know that, but he was just not a very good spy because everybody knew he was a spy." And I believed what I was taught in school. And so I said, "Bob, this guy must be nuts." He sent me a letter and said that he rode a submarine with Martin Bormann down to South America and that he claimed Hitler didn't die in the bunker. I said, "Everybody knows he committed suicide." And just as calm as if he was asking for another cup of tea, Bob said, "No, he didn't." I said, "What do you mean, no, he didn't?" He said, "We knew Hitler didn't die in the bunker." So I said, okay, who's we? And he said, the intel community.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Very well.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Harry is saying that basically there are certain things that initially made it appear that the story wasn't true. But of course, as the people he had talked to investigated, everything pointed to the fact that it really was true, that Hitler had actually been taken from the bunker and had actually gone to South America. Well, of course, and then, of course, Harry has been to South America on 4 times, actually, and he's been at least on several occasions to the actually area, to the actual place where Hitler stayed for so many years when he was living in South America, living there in Argentina and in Patagonia. But Pick, go ahead with the story. You tell it, Harry, because you've lived this, you've investigated, you've been to the areas, you've talked to the people. Do the people there in Patagonia, do some of the Spanish people know that Adolf Hitler was living there and escaped to South America?
You bet they did. When I was there first time in 2008, my two Argentine friends and I went to the, first off, you have to understand, San Carlos de Bariloche, little town at the foothills of the Andes. If you were blindfolded and dropped off there, you'd think you were in Bavaria. So we went to, a very nice restaurant for dinner, and the owner met us at the door. He was about 75 or 80 years old, very tall, blue eyes, blonde hair. Not your typical gaucho. And he didn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish. He was explaining the specials to my friends in Spanish. They were giving them to me in English, and it wasn't working. So just for the heck of it, I said to Bittenbein here, ich möchte eine Speisekarte mit englischer Schreiben. please, sir, I'd like an English menu. Bingo, like that. Oh, mein Freund, haben Sie nicht? And we talked for about 2 minutes in German, and then I asked, excuse me, I asked him in German, you speak good German, why? I'm Swiss. Okay, sure you are. And so he was providing some music during the evening. His friend was playing a guitar. He was playing what's called a shuffle clavier, which is like an accordion, but with buttons on both sides. And I asked him if he could play the Matrosen Lied, the song that the U-boaters always sang when they were going out to battle. No, don't know that one. Okay, so I was back eating some really excellent Argentine beef, and suddenly we hear, and he went through the entire Matrosen Lied, and then through the entire Panzer Lied, the song of the armored division. And he got done and smiled at me, and I gave him a thumbs up, and he stood up, clicked his heels, and stuck his right arm out in the air. There were a lot of SS officers in that town, including a guy named Erich Priebke, who just died, five, 6 months ago, I guess. He was the headmaster of the German school in this little town. He was also the head of the German Historical Society. And in 1995, Sam Donaldson, the guy with the fiberglass wig, went down there and more or less outed him.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Donaldson, I've forgotten whether he worked for CBS, but he worked for one of the major networks.
Right.
And there's actually, he made a DVD, went down there, and he actually made a program. And I forgot, was that a 20 minutes, a 60 minutes? I forgot what it was. But he actually went down and he talked to a lot of the Nazis there. And he talked about how Adolf Hitler had escaped. But basically, of course, the last thing they wanted was for the American people to know that. Now, did Donaldson go into Hitler's escape, or was it primarily just about the Nazis who escaped to South America under the rat line?
It was primarily the guys who escaped on the rat line.
Yeah, I think I stand corrected. He did not cover Hitler's escape because, of course, that never would have been allowed on television in the United States.
Sure.
Oh, but of course, because you see, the people who control the television outlets here are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood. And the last thing they want you to know, first of all, I was surprised they put on the fact that tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escaped to South America with the full help and support of our intelligence agencies. And to Sam Donaldson's credit, he did bring that out. But the last thing they want you to know is our intelligence agencies also knew Hitler had escaped and did absolutely nothing to apprehend him and allowed him to live out his life comfortably. This
exactly.
Arch criminal, but you go right ahead. Anyway, we were just talking about, Sydney, how Sam Donaldson had gone to this community and had actually outed this gentleman who passed away recently. Go ahead.
Right. And the thing that makes our research so much easier and wide-ranging is the fact that we have a huge membership. We're almost up to 8,000 members, minus those who have died and a few idiots I've thrown out. And some of them are researchers also. And we have what we call SEIG agents, S-E-I-G, Shark Hunters, Eagle Hunters Intelligence Group. Some of them are retired spooks. Some of them are active duty spooks from the CIA, the FBI, Dutch intelligence. And one of them lives close to the National Archives. And he spent a lot of time in the National Archives digging out files that were stuck in dusty old boxes that some of the archivists didn't even know were there. And we have hundreds of files from the FBI and the CIA that state flat out they knew Hitler was in Argentina. They knew he got away. And these are from 1945 on up to 1960. So our government knew it. Our intel knew it. Our spooks knew it. But you and I are not supposed to know it.
And, of course, that was confirmed by a good friend, certainly Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was able to track down some of those files going there. And basically, of course, they had the file for Adolf Hitler's escape. Certainly not under Adolf Hitler. It was listed under a U-boat. In fact, the U-boat that carried him there, that's where the file was. It was actually being hidden because the last thing you wanted for people to find it, we've talked to Gerard Williams, one of the two authors of a book called Gray Wolf, published in, it's actually, we carry the book. And that goes also into that escape of Adolf Hitler. And basically, we've talked to Mr. Williams. In fact, we talked to him just this last week. We have an interview with him. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the information is there, but the last thing they want is for the American people to find out, because they've been able to convince us that Adolf Hitler died, and then we suddenly realize that we've been lied to, and the most of what we believe are lies, the American people might actually begin to wake up and realize the implications of what this is really all about and how our government worked closely with the Nazis all during World War II. Just as today, we're working with both the communist Russians and communist Chinese in preparation for a coming war with the communist world. But that's another story. Let's get back to what you have found. So basically, you have a gentleman friend of yours who actually had found the archives. And do you actually have copies of some of these reports?
Yeah, we do. And we couldn't put them all into our new book, which is Hitler in Argentina. And if your listeners go to sharkhunters.com, they'll be able to read about that in our monthly magazine, et cetera.
Is that book actually out at the present time?
No, we don't have it listed on, we don't have it ready yet. It's about two weeks away from getting it here in stock. It would have been done by now, except the publishing house kept screwing around with the cover. Oh, it's a little too red. Oh, this word is a little too much over here. And you know, finally I told them, quit screwing around or we'll go print it somewhere else. So we should have the proofing copy in hand by the end of this week. And then we'll just tell them it's clear, let's go, and we'll get a stock in here.
Well, we will want to carry it as well. So yeah, the story we want to get out. So you go right ahead. But anyway, you actually include copies of many of these archives in your book. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Not only the files, but also photos of important places, and also the background of a lot of other people that were in Argentina. Some we knew about, like Mengele, Eichmann. What we're not told is Eichmann was a poor man. He didn't have any money, which is what made him easy to be caught, and he worked in various factories, one after another, and finally he was working at the Mercedes-Benz factory, which was a three-hour bus ride out and 3 hours home. And he lived in a little house that he and his sons had built by hand. It was only about 20 feet by 20 feet. It was nothing more than a shack in a very, very rough neighborhood. And that's what made it easy for the Mossad to grab him. We talked to his tailor, an old man named Francisco. And Francisco's children played with Eichmann's two sons. And the younger of the two Eichmann sons frequently said that they had lived in the Vatican for some time after the war and that they had met with the Pope a few times.
And, of course, basically what people find it hard to believe is the Vatican was actually working with the Nazis as well. But because, of course, it's all about world government and world religion. But go right ahead.
Okay. So he was easy to be grabbed. Others, like Mengele, had a ton of money. And Mengele and a guy named Ante Pavlik, who was the Croatian strongman, even after the Germans surrendered, he kept telling his people to fight on until finally, you know, it was useless. He came to Argentina. He was a poor man. He was a bricklayer. But then through a friend of his, he met Juan Perón, and suddenly he owned a big construction company, and he built some of the skyscrapers that are in Buenos Aires still today. And he was a very wealthy man. And one afternoon, evening, he got off the bus on the corner by his house, and a Yugoslavian secret police guy was standing there waiting for him and shot him twice in the back. He didn't die, but he died 2 years later in the hospital. There were so many that went there, and they stopped off all the way from 1947 they had the rat line, as you know it, going south. And the way had been laid.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. That's the rat line, R-A-T line.
Yep.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Harry Cooper. A fascinating interview. Harry's just telling us about an island about a couple of hundred miles off the shore, east shore of Brazil, basically out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, basically which the Brazilians turned over to the Nazis about 1939. So the Nazis then could utilize that. Well, did they use that to help with their submarines or what?
Mostly to replenish food and fresh water.
For the submarines.
Okay. Submarines, et cetera.
What about Adolf Hitler, though? Because that's the thing that I think most people are interested in. And suddenly they were using this island to replenish the food and water for the submarines. But where does Hitler fit into this? And when, of course, did he arrive? Did he go directly to South America, directly into Argentina, and then directly to this beautiful estate where he lived so much of the rest of his life? But you picked the story up, because okay. I think people are interested in Hitler. What happened to Hitler? Because that is, of course, the most carefully kept secret in America today, and the last thing that the Brotherhood wants the public to know about. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. One last thought about this island. The Germans left it in 1941. The Brazilians came back, but then the war ended. The Brazilians left, and the Germans came until 2 years after the war, 1947, to replenish everything going south on the rat line. Now, Hitler, we are quite certain, came ashore. I think it was Bahia Blanco. And this would be in the dead of winter down there. July, August is the dead of winter. And there's a rail line heading west from the little town there in Caleta de los Loras. And it went out to a place called Estancia San Ramon Ranch.
And now, is this in Argentina? Where is it?
Yes, this is in Patagonia.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And we believe they stayed there for the winter because Bariloche is another 30, 40 miles west, and there was no train going the rest of the way. And dead of winter, they had to wait until it was the snow was gone before they could go to their estate in Nauca, which was built by Mercedes money, allegedly. And so I went there in 2008, and we spoke to the manager of the ranch, a young man, maybe 40-ish, spoke excellent English with a German accent. He spoke excellent Argentine Spanish with a German accent. And he was very pleasant. He answered all our questions until I got to the one where I asked which one of the guest houses did Hitler and Eva Braun stay in until the spring thawed. Well, you would think the man being 40 years old would just duck out and say, well, that was before my time. I'm only 40. No, I remember it as if it was just 5 minutes ago. He said, I have been instructed I must not speak about that time. So that right there is a red flag.
Sure.
So we've got pictures of the celebrations on Hitler's birthday every year at a place called, I don't know how you pronounce it, LLAO-LLAO. In Spanish, that's pronounced Yao Yao, but in Argentine Spanish, it's Xiao Xiao. It's a very, very plush resort built in 1938, and they had parties there every year on the 20th of April. And we have a photograph of Dwight Eisenhower at this place in 1960. And you have to ask yourself, what the hell is the American president doing at a place like this, which, remember, was 700 miles southwest of Buenos Aires, and it might as well have been on the dark side of the moon back in those days. I mean, it was incredibly remote, but he was there. Now, as for Hitler himself, they were very careful. We have not been able to uncover a single photo of him. We have found a man who worked for this Ante Pavlik guy that was the Croatian strongman. He worked for him in the construction industry, and he saw Hitler meeting with Ante Pavlik three different times in the city of Mar de la Plata, which is today the big resort town. It's also a big Argentine Navy base. I've been there. And if your listeners have followed the history much, two submarines, U-530 and U-977, surrendered in Mar de la Plata 3 months after the war ended. And you have to, especially U-977, it was a Type 7 submarine that didn't have enough range to get there, but he got there anyhow. And they made a big deal that there was no paperwork of any kind on these two submarines, it all jettisoned every scrap of...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Aye, aye.
Miracle Seed Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
On board.
Aye, aye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, Harry Cooper is just talking certainly the fact that they tracked the submarines. They're not sure which submarine Hitler was on, but suddenly there were several submarines that actually suddenly turned themselves in over to the Argentine government. Hitler was probably already on one, Martin Bormann, but they'd gotten off. And suddenly, what was the... name of his book? Oh, somebody wants to know the name of the book. It's Hitler in Argentina. But you go right ahead.
Okay, very well. And, boy, I was listening to your music there, and I lost my train of thought.
We're trying to find out, Hitler got to Argentina. Do we have any idea about what time of year he got there? Was it been a June or July? And then, of course, he spent the winter there,
correct.
Suddenly some distance away from there. And then was actually the estate built? Was it ready for him when the spring came or what?
Yeah, apparently so. We do have some FBI files that name the farm or the ranch, whatever it was, that he was hiding on in Spain right after the war. And then he went down to Argentina. Now, there were so many people at the end of the war, I mean high-ranking people, who knew he got away. Stalin was publicly screaming that England and the United States were not doing enough to find Hitler. This was in July of 45. Well, if the man committed suicide in April and you got the body, why are you looking for him? General Beadle Smith, who was Eisenhower's aide-de-camp adjutant, he flat out said Hitler got away. They all knew it. And that's in my book. And a lot of the naysayers, I got an email this morning from a guy who said he was born 25 years after the war was over, and he read in the newspaper that Hitler committed suicide in the bunker, so I might as well just give up on this notion of Hitler's escape, because the newspaper said he committed suicide, and of course, they can't print it if it isn't true. guy must read the National Enquirer. But one of the big questions I'm always asked is, why didn't they go after him? And so I counter, I ask, well, who is they? Well, I said, why didn't Israel go after him? Well, there was no such place as Israel in 1945. Israel didn't come into being until 1948. And at that point in time, it was just a tiny little country trying to stay alive. Well, then the next question is, why didn't the Mossad go after him? Same thing. If there was no Israel, there wasn't much of a Mossad. Plus the fact that Juan Perón in 1945 was a colonel without any land at all and with very little money. And in 1947, he was a general, had a fortune, and bought his way to the presidency of Argentina. He and Martin Bormann had several accounts together, and he lived in the Plaza Hotel for 2 years after the war ended with, we understand, two young women. So I went into the Plaza Hotel, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous upscale hotel, and I went to this lady at the desk. She was probably middle-aged. I introduced myself, explained what I was doing, and I said, I'm quite certain that Martin Bormann lived in this hotel for some time after the war. Without batting an eye, this lady says, oh, yeah, room 740, the presidential suite. I said, you knew it? She says, yeah, everybody here knows that.
And basically, there's a book, Sudan, Martin Bormann, written by a fellow named Palmer, Michael Palmer, who was I think he worked for CBS, one of the major television networks, and his book on Martin Bormann, certainly is a classic on this, and I've read it. But this is the sort of thing that, you know, people are not supposed to know. They're supposed to think that Martin Bormann and all these other Nazis had died, and of course, anybody who wants to know, certainly why the Jews didn't go after Adolf Hitler needs to get our 4-CD set. It's interviews with John Loftus, who had an opportunity to work for American intelligence for years. And basically, he will tell you why the Jews did not go after the Nazis. They were actually given an option. They could either have Israel or they could go after the Nazis, but they couldn't have both. And if they wanted the votes of the countries in South America, if they wanted the votes of the countries in South America to establish the state of Israel, then they'd leave the German war criminals alone. And the Israelis chose to have a nation rather than to go after the Nazis. And basically, Dr. Cuddy, he's covered this. John Loftus has covered this. We have a number of sources. I think it's probably a valid explanation or as good as any. But let's go ahead. Yep. Basically, basically, you went to this hotel where Martin Bormann had actually stayed. Everybody there had known Martin Bormann was there.
Right.
And then what about, Sunday, did you ever go to the estate where Adolf Hitler lived? And what did you find when you were there?
Right, let me shift gears for a second. I knew John Loftus. He was a member of Shark Hunters many, many years ago, and sometime in the mid-80s, I visited him at his home when he lived in Pinellas County here. Okay, yes, I went to Inalco, which is the estate where Hitler lived, in 2009, also 2008, then in 2009. I came back with a small group in 2009, and I rented two small cabin cruisers to take us to the estate, and we beached the boats on the sandy beach, and then we had to walk about 150 feet across a grassy area. And all of a sudden, I see our boat captain, who's about 60 years old at the time, walking along next to me with his right arm in the air, and he's goose-stepping. And I said, what in the hell are you doing? He says, I know who lived here. And I said, yeah, how do you know that? He said, I was a child. My father was the caretaker, and I lived here. And he said, I know who lived here. And he put his left index finger under his nose like a little mustache, put his right arm in the air, two-stepped back to his boat. So I was there twice. And thanks to a short stint with the mafia in Chicago, I learned how to pick locks, and I let myself in. So we have photos inside the estate. All these are on my website, sharkhunters.com. And you go to previous tours and click on any one of the four Argentine trips or the Brazil trip to see bunches of photos of what we've just been talking about. I shot photos of everything and uploaded most of them in there. So another big question, why didn't they go after them? I think you hit it good on the head, the state of Israel. They needed the vote, but also we needed the scientists. When I was a young punk in the U.S. Air Force, 1958, January until June, I spent 6 months in intensive training for weapons and special weapons. Special weapons means thermonuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs. And part of the training in the early part of it, we watched movies of the American nuclear weapons development, and the U.S. was having a real struggle. And then all of a sudden, right around the end of the war, according to the movie, our brilliant scientists had a breakthrough. We had rocket airplanes, we had jet airplanes, we had nuclear weapons that we didn't know we had. And as I've learned now lately, 560 kilos of uranium came over on board the submarine U-234, which was a mine-laying submarine converted into a cargo boat. The skipper was Johann Heinrich Fehler, who had been the demolitions officer on board the Raider Atlantis. He was a member of Shark Hunters, and I spent a whole day with him in his home in Hamburg. And the chief radio man was also a member of Shark Hunters. I spent a lot of time speaking with him and several of the other officers. But, of course, to paraphrase, nobody knew nothing. I'd ask Captain Fehler about the uranium, and his answer was, I was not good in chemistry in university, so I know nothing about that. The cargo officer, he said, I didn't know anything about uranium. I just needed to know the weight and the size of the cartons or containers so that I knew how to trim the boat. So some years later, Wolfgang Hirschfeld, the chief radioman, he met up with a fella in Argentina. And they worked together and wrote a book about U-234 and some of the special equipment they had on board. I think it's only available in Spanish right now. So as anybody who doesn't, you know, if people had seen everything that I've seen and have tried to put into our book, which is 302 pages, there'd be no doubt in anybody's mind. Hitler got away. We got so many thousands and thousands of scientists. Paperclip, Operation Paperclip, picked up so many. But a lot went to Argentina. Professor Kurt Tank, the guy that developed the Focke Wulf FW-190 fighter, he went to Argentina, and he brought some 50 of his aeronautical engineers with him. And they were building planes for the Argentine Air Force. And then I just came back 3 weeks ago. And when I was there, I met this delightful old gentleman who was the spokesman of the Argentine Air Force. And he gave me all sorts of goodies to bring home with me, including a DVD. And I was watching the DVD, and it was made in the late 50s, I think. And they had a camera set up, and one by one, the various different Argentine Air Force planes would roll past the camera. And I'm sitting there watching it, this plane, that plane. Some of them looked so ugly they couldn't fly. Others were really sleek. And then all of a sudden, there's a Horton flying wing. And I'm thinking, what the heck? So I emailed back to him, because everybody knows about the Horten jet bomber that was built in Germany. It was the first of the stealth planes. And sure enough, the Horten brothers had also emigrated to Argentina and were building flying wings on an experimental basis down there. They only built a couple of them. But the guys who came over there, and of course down in Bariloche, out on that lake, Lake Nahuatl, there's an island called Hoymel Island. And in 1947, they built a nuclear research facility for Dr. Ronald Richter and his staff from Germany, where they were experimenting with nuclear power. And according to Dr. Joe Farrell, in one of his books, they did achieve a very short-lived cold fusion. And then, of course, there's a long story about why that didn't hold up under scrutiny, that Perón shot off his mouth that they had become a nuclear power and they shouldn't have, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, basically, how long did Hitler live there? How long? When did Hitler die?
Yeah, we believe it was 1962.
About 1962. Okay.
Right.
Now,
Don Angel met with him in 1952.
Okay. Angel had met. Okay, this is the fellow who gave you the original information then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And now, did Eva stay with him, or did they eventually split up? What happened to Eva? Do we know what happened to Eva?
Last we heard, he died in 1962. They were still together at that point. But one of our members, a friend of mine, a guy named Abel Basti down there, had located a woman named Catalina Gamarro and talked to her on the phone. And, yeah, Catalina said that she had waited on Hitler and Eva Braun at at the Eden Hotel up in Cordoba. And he was going to come see her, and she said she had photographs, et cetera. And then at the last, before he got going, she contacted him again and said, no, don't come up here because they told me I must not speak with you while the lady is still living. And this was in 2002, so we assumed by that Eva Braun was still living in 2002, which wouldn't be so difficult. She was born in 1912, which would have made her 90-something years old, and that's not unheard of in these days.
So basically Hitler then lived there and throughout the rest of his life and died of old age. And did he spend most of his time there? In other words, he avoided traveling around for fear people would recognize him?
That's exactly right. He to our research, he did not live the open lifestyle like for instance, Martin Bormann. He was back to Europe several times. And he lived his life kind of openly in the early days after the war because he was best buddies with Juan Perón.
True.
And for the Mossad could not come in and get these well-protected guys like Hitler, like Bormann, like Mengele, and all these others. We list them all in our book. They couldn't come in and do a sneak raid like they got Eichmann because nobody was protecting Eichmann. So if they wanted to really come in and get Hitler, it would have required a full-scale military invasion, and that was just out of the question at that time. So, for instance, there was a guy named Ludwig Freude. Freude was a director of the Banco Transatlantico Alemán, the German transatlantic bank, and he was helping funnel the money in from primarily under Bormann, to help fund what they called Die Spinne, the spider, otherwise known as Odessa. And after the war was over, the Allies said, hey, we want Ludwig Freude here to stand trial. And Juan Perón more or less said, hey, he's my friend. He ain't going anywhere. So he's buried there. I went through the German cemetery, and there's Captain Langsdorff, the guy who committed suicide after he blew up his battleship Graf Spee. But there's also a whole lot of high-ranking Germans, Ludwig Freude, another guy, Karl Wernert, who was a doctor, and he believed that homosexuals could be cured by surgery. He escaped to Argentina, and he had a clinic there where he was experimenting. The list goes on and on. More than you've got airtime, I think. But we have input coming from many directions, including one of our guys we called Agent Rembrandt, because he was with Dutch Secret Service, and we got a lot of files from them also about the guys going to South America. So, if anybody sees what we have and still believes Hitler shot himself in the bunker, these are the people that expect a fat guy in a red suit to come down their chimney on Christmas Eve.
Well, I think it's very difficult for people to accept this. I think once they see all of the evidence that's there, and it's not simply Harry and his group, but there are others that have done similar research, and you come to the similar conclusion, and then you begin to realize, of course, there has been a conscious cover-up by the mass media in America, working in concert with our intelligence agencies to conceal the truth from the American people. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
As you go, we're out of time. Good night. Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. God bless. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our interview with Harry Cooper of ShortHunters.com. That's www.ShortHunters.com. www.sharkhunters.com, sharkhunters.com. And I believe what Harry is telling us is absolutely true. And now, of course, we've interviewed Dr. Jerome Corsi. We have his interviews. We have the interview with Gerard Wilson, or Williams, I should say, who wrote a book, The Gray Wolf. So both Sidney Hunting Hitler and Gray Wolf, these two books are available. We will have a 4-CD set very soon that'll have all of this information in it. And we want you to get it. We want you to copy the CD set. We want you to get it out far and wide. And hopefully the people will begin to understand that most of what they think they believe just isn't true, that the media in America is controlled. We carry a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly. We actually have a 4-CD set, certainly on the media. You must understand that they control our reality. They control the educational system. They control the major banks. They control the military. They have their people in the corporations. They have their people certainly working within the educational system. They have their people planted within our religious organizations. And certainly, basically, of course, the Pope has come out recently wanting to join all religions together, even the atheists. He said we all worship the same God. Atheists worship the same God. Oh, yeah, we all worship the same God. And the Buddhists and the Hindu and the Muslim. And we all worship the same God, and even the atheists. We want to get everybody together into this common religion. And that's what the job of the Pope is. But then the Vatican's been infiltrated with a satanic cult for a long time. And if you doubt that, you need to get our 4-CD set. The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, Father Malachi. Malachi has been dead for a long time, but the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, he talks about the satanic cult at the highest level of the Vatican. And Pope, I said, he was a personal confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. Fascinating information you're not going to get through other channels. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. So remember our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're only going to get one item, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Got a wonderful call today from a cardiac surgeon in upstate New York who just finished reading the book. Called me personally just to thank me for writing it, saying how much he'd learned from the book. But suddenly then, if you want to get additional information, get the 4-CD set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And then, of course, you can get certainly the books of the Gray Wolf and the Hunting Hitler. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Understand that most of what you think you believe just isn't true. And they control the news media. They're laying us up or getting ready for a major financial collapse in America. We're getting ready for a major war, and whether it's going to be a war in the Middle East. Down the line, there's going to be a war with both Russia and China. We're heading towards simply a world nuclear confrontation. That is why we are unilaterally disarming today. Why do you think we're cutting back our military to the lowest level it's been since the end of the Second World War? Why, in preparation for the coming war, ladies and gentlemen. We at one time had 31,000 nuclear weapons. Today we're down to about 1,500 nuclear weapons, and we're cutting the number. Where the Russians and the Chinese are doing everything they can to build nuclear weapons as rapidly as they can so that they will be victorious in the coming war. And you say this is madness, and you're absolutely right. But, of course, remember that God does bring a judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, I can tell you we quite frankly need your help and support. And if you'd like to, of course, become a member of the Radio Liberty family, or suddenly get the 4-CD sets or get the other material, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As from the mountain to the prairie to the oak.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry Cook, who's written a book called Beast Tech, and us and the Terry has a lot of great information. I want you to get his information because he recognizes the spiritual battle. And if you're looking at what's going on politically or geopolitically or militarily, you're going to miss what this is all about. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a military and political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle. And there really are demonic and satanic forces in the world today. And if you doubt that, so to go to the webpage, Trilateral Commission, and look at their logo of the Trilateral Commission. It's a circle made up of three sixes joined together by an upside down broken cross. What do you think that signifies, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think that signifies? And those are the 87 people, members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, the people who control Sydney, America today. There are certainly a European chapter and Asian chapter. These are the people who control the world. There's about 300 of them, and they control the world today. And then, of course, if you doubt that there's a satanic movement, look at the back of the dollar bill. What is a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye with a caption beneath Novus Ordo Seclorum doing on the left side of the back of the dollar bill? That was originally placed on the front side of the Great Seal of the United States back in 1787, 1788, but hidden there until 1935 because it is a satanic emblem. And basically because there were, at the time America was founded, the Satanists were here. Their goal was always to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government, and that's just what's going on today. Why do you think we're financially involved and working, our intelligence agencies are working over in Kiev and Ukraine? Why do you think we're arming and training the Muslim terrorists in Syria? Why do you think we've overthrown the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya? Why do you think we war to war with Iran and Afghanistan, I should say with Iraq and Afghanistan? Why are we financing the Muslim Brotherhood all throughout the Middle East? Doesn't make any sense unless you understand that we're planning on a great war, but you have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war, don't you? Just like we had to finance the Nazis. So we'd have an enemy for World War II. So we're building up both Russia and China and the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. We financed the Nazis both before and during World War II. And if you haven't read the book, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, or heard my four CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, who worked for us in the intelligence agencies for a number of years, had access to the archives, his book, America's Nazi Secret, you need to get that and my four CD set, The War Against the Jews, to understand how we funded the Nazis both before, during, and after the war. John, Terry Cook, good to have you with us tonight.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for, again, inviting me onto your program. That just about covered it, Dr. Stan. And when we return from the break, we'll get into beast technology that's singularly heading exactly for the culmination of all history and the final 7-year tribulation under the Antichrist doctrine.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are moving very rapidly towards the climax of history. What a wonderful and exciting time to be living. What an exciting time to know the Lord. Because believe me, if it weren't for the Lord, none of us would survive what I believe are the terrible times that are coming. Our job is to, of course, utilize the time we have now to reach as many people as we can with the truth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allison from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allison, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Terry Cook, and he's the author of Mark of the New World Order. We've carried that book, and certainly we used to have Terry on with us on a regular basis. We haven't missed having him on, and he was gone for a time, but he's back now, back in full swing, trying to get the word out. And so basically, you were simply talking about the fact that you were attacked viciously because of what you were writing about this conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy. There really are people who are plotting against us. Basically, why do you think that we have certainly our intelligence agencies working over there and we're financing the rebels there in Kiev and Ukraine? Why are we doing that? That's a conspiracy to overthrow the government there, and we've succeeded. And now, of course, we're talking about sending billions of dollars over there to stabilize this new government. Why are we spending American dollars that we don't have, or having to borrow the money from future unborn generations, to have to do with the government in Kiev? Kiev, or very, very simply, because the purpose of America today is, has nothing to do with producing a stable nation here. It is used the financial, and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And when you understand that, you understand why we were involved in the South Pacific, why we were involved in South America and Africa, why we're involved in the Middle East and where we've created revolution in nation after nation, why we certainly are financing the brutal revolution that's taking place in Syria that's killed over 130,000 innocent civilians. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on America, not because of what our good people have done. It's because what we haven't done, and because the average individual absolutely refuses to get involved. He doesn't want to be controversial. It's a lot easier to watch television, live the good life, than to take a stand and be called a conspiracy nut. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're not a nut if you believe in a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy against God, and they've destroyed the Christian foundation of this nation. Didn't happen by accident, happened by intent. Terry, you pick up the story, and I'll be quiet.
No, you just covered it ever so eloquently, Dr. Stan. And again, excuse me, let's define very simply what a conspiracy is, because too many people spend time on the air other than you and me, Stan. They argue about, I hear these talk show hosts argue insanely about whether or not there's a conspiracy when, if asked, they can't even define in the law what it is. Now, what you said is exactly correct, but why is it a conspiracy? Well, let's go over it again. There are essentially three elements. Two or more people have to plan. Two or more people must plan something illegal. Now, Dr. Stan, if you and I go into a room and agree to bake your wife a cake, that's legal. If we go into the same room to bake your wife a jihadist cake or someone else a jihadist cake, put a bomb in the cake, that's illegal. So that's the difference between a conspiracy, which is a criminal event, a criminal crime, or the planning of a criminal crime, and something that's just a contract or an agreement between two or more other people. See? So is the New World Order a true conspiracy? It's a criminal conspiracy. Yes, indeed. Because of what you just said, Stan, not only does it eliminate the sovereignty and constitutions, if any, of all respective nations on Earth, but it does it in our country as well. And that's the only thing that really affects me. Of course, everything in the world affects us here. But what affects me right now is that we have a group of people, as you said, that have already taken over the White House. The communists 50 years ago told us how they were going to do it. They're going to take over the White House, take over America without firing a shot. Remember Nikita Khrushchev when I was a child and you were, I think, in college, Stan, in the late 50s and 60s, Nikita Khrushchev said, "We will conquer you without firing a shot in the future, and your children will grow up to be communists without even knowing it." Well, isn't it interesting that he's long gone and dead, but the communist conspiracy, which is really the Satanist conspiracy, goes on, and they've accomplished almost exactly as they stated in their planning books, the takeover of America and the White House. And that's what's happened to the White House. It's been taken over by communist and Islamic Brotherhood members, whom even Egypt has defined the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorists. But we have them now in the White House, and they're eliminating all the generals and patriots that are Christian and conservative and really sworn and dedicated to upholding the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, as I've done three times as an enlisted man in the Navy during the Vietnam event. Planned war. There you go, Stan. There's another planned war. And then I was a captain in the National Guard, commissioned in the National Guard in California, and also as a policeman in Los Angeles as a deputy sheriff. I've taken the oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, three separate times, and I was serious about it. But it seems now it's just a routine matter of fact that people put their hand on the Lincoln Bible or in Washington, D.C., and swear to uphold or swear at the Constitution, not swear to uphold it. They may mouth it routinely enough, but they really don't mean it. And not only that, it's not even enforced as a treasonable offense anymore if someone fails to uphold their constitutional oath. Perjury is no longer an issue anymore. That kind of died after Bill Clinton went through his thing with Monica. And so, really, Washington, D.C. is lawless, Stan. It's lawless. Obama has signed so many executive orders essentially nullifying the Bill of Rights, and the most recent one was the NDAA of 2014. So really, most people think we still have a Constitution when, in fact, it's been nullified with executive orders and other things, and we really don't have a Constitution anymore. So what's about to happen is a total global economic collapse, called a trigger event in our book, Beastech. And the book is fewer than 300 pages, folks. And if you really want to get a handle on what's going on, in addition to everything that Dr. Stan has so eloquently laid out and does eloquently lay out in his books and publications and DVDs and CDs, if you want to get an even more current view on things that have happened and over the past couple of decades, but also just more recently in the last few months, then Beastech will bring you up to speed in all respects. And, Doctor, you have a whole bunch of them now.
We're carrying the book. We think it's an important book. You can get Beastech by calling 1-800-544-8927. Terry's done a wonderful job on this book. We really recommend it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Read Terry's book, and you probably want to get several copies after you've read it and get it in the hands of others. We need to get people to see what's going on, and he certainly covers it very, very well in his book. Beastech, again, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Terry.
So we are coming upon, Dr. Stan, as you so eloquently stated and you're so incredibly aware of, we are coming upon some trigger events, you see, because for the last 200 years, Satan's people have been planning a new world order. And with the foundations having been laid with the Illuminati in Europe, with Adam Weishaupt, and subsequently all the things you mentioned when we began the program, and then with Roosevelt having decided it's time to announce it formally by putting the pyramid with Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill in the 30s after the first planned depression, I mean real depression. And so then Roosevelt criticized Adolf Hitler's New World Order and said that, you can go to YouTube and watch FDR criticize Hitler's declaration of a new world order in Germany. And he said that Adolf Hitler's idea of a new world order is no good, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that his idea of a new world order is good, and that's why he put the symbol of the pyramid announcing the new world order on the back of every dollar bill at the Federal Reserve. Of course, now the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's owned by the international bankers. It's a private bank. And the guise was, the act was that good old FDR ordered the symbol on the back of the Federal Reserve note, which everybody thought was federal back then, and it isn't. Well, that too is a federal crime. So we have a conspiracy that's so incredible and overwhelming and pervasive that it is hard to get one's arms and mind around it, Dr. Stan. But
well, let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, that when Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany in 1933, Germany was bankrupt. It did not have a military. I mean, the military was totally inept. They didn't have any weapons. And yet, of course, 3 years later, Adolf Hitler was able to invade the Rhineland, and 2 years after that, he was able to invade Austria and the Sudetenland. How was he able to do it? Why, very simply, American corporations were over there building the weapons for him. How do I know that's true? I have a letter I found. It's in the Among Colonel House's papers. We'll get you a copy of it if you want to see it. Basically, where Ambassador Dodd writes to a Colonel House. Dodd is the American ambassador to Germany. Germany saying, why are all these American corporations over here building the weapons for the Germans? Nobody wants another war. We just got through with the war. Why are the American corporations building the weapons for the Germans? There's no money to be made because of exchange limitations. You can't get any money out. And of course, what Dodd doesn't understand is American banks are financing Adolf Hitler. We're building up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war, just as we're doing everything today to build up the communist China. We're certainly giving them all sorts of advantages as far as tariffs are concerned. They want to bring their products into America. Fine, we just won't have any tariffs for you. We want to get our products over there to communist China. Why, of course, there's all sorts of tariff barriers. Everything is done to prevent our cars. You can take the expensive Cadillac, cost $50,000 here, cost you $150,000 over in China. Why? Because we want, of course, to transfer our money to communist China so they can prepare for the war. And we are doing that. And the average American doesn't understand we're creating the best enemy money can buy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Now here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook. And, hey, of course, his book, Beast Tech, you want to get it because it gets into the background of the spiritual battle. And it certainly does an excellent job of bringing out the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. That's the key to understanding everything going on today. And if you're looking at back what's going on over in Kiev, over in Ukraine, certainly is a political battle. Yes, it's political, but the powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes there, and certainly in Syria. And until you understand, Chris, that in Syria alone, 130,000 innocent civilians have been killed. There are about certainly about 5,000, probably almost 5 million Syrians certainly have been forced from their homes. Some of them are living in camps in Syria. Some are living in camps in the adjacent countries. Thanks, of course, to the apathy and the indifference of the American people, who are totally unconcerned because our government is financing the rebels that have brought about this terrible tragedy. And if we weren't financing it, if the good people in America enjoying their lives, oh, certainly weren't financing this, the people of Syria would be living comfortable lives. And God is going to bring his judgment on America because of it. You need to get Terry's book. It's called Beast Tech. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's an important book. Go right ahead, Terry.
And so in this book, Stan, we discuss three major probable trigger events. Now, a trigger event is similar to pulling a trigger on a gun. And a trigger event is something that actually forces people to make a decision generally in the direction in which the New World Order people want us to go. Okay? Now, we've spent a lot of time on that alone, on the Hegelian dialectic and mind control and that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is the international Satanists, who are the Committee of 300, the Council of 13, the Illuminati, however you want to define them, as Stan did earlier, they want us to go in a certain direction. They want us to go into a deceived world government called the New World Order, which is essentially every ism, every bad ism, every evil ism that Satan ever created since the Garden of Eden, over 6,000 years of total history since the Garden of Eden. However, just to make it simple, it's politically communism in its final form. Now, it's ultimately going to be feudalism, communism, fascism, capitalism, and all those other bad isms combined. But let's just make it real simple to understand. Let's call it international communism, and that's what it truly is. So the New World Order is international communism. Satan invented communism, first through Karl Marx, who developed the theories, and then they were applied during the Bolshevik Revolution October of 1917, under Lenin, who was financed by the Rothschild bankers, as you well know, Stan. So the point is here, Lucifer created, Satan created communism, and now it's going to be world communism called the New World Order. And so that's why I wrote one of my books 5 years ago titled, Stan, I'm not sure if I sent you a copy of this or not, but I titled it Comrade Antichrist. Because in my book, I describe it, this Antichrist form of world government as global communism. He'll be the head of the Communist Party, the Central Committee, but as well as that, he will lead an international Islamic religious system through, apparently, the Vatican and so forth. And he'll deceive the world, maybe even by arriving in a UFO, according to Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. So we're entering, about to enter, the most deceptive time in world history, so much so that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect of God. And that's people like who are listening to this program who are very well aware and educated about what's about to happen. So we're going into a period of total, complete, insane deception, unlike any other time in world history. And so, folks, you really need to stay on top of this, because it's going to cost you your soul if you don't. Now, by default, there's only one other way to go if you don't go with Jesus Christ. God's not going to force you to go with Jesus Christ. He's going to ask you to go to Jesus Christ, and then you're saved, and you're in the Lamb's Book of Life. But he's not going to force you like the Antichrist will. The Antichrist will force you to worship him, and if you refuse, he'll cut off your head. If you agree, he'll give you the chip implant in your right hand or forehead so you can buy and sell. He'll seal you with an Islamic stamp in your forehead, and then you're off into a seven-year New World Order.
Well, we're moving into a very, very difficult time, ladies and gentlemen. There is going to be a financial collapse. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. There is going to be another major war. And suddenly it's not a matter of if, but when, or will it be the Muslim battle? Will it be a battle with China or with Russia? But all of these things are lining up, certainly even what's going on in Ukraine. It foreshadows something of a major nature. Why is America over there involved in helping to finance a revolution just on the edges of Russia? Why?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Terry is talking about what's coming down the line, because basically, of course, there is a spiritual battle coming down the line, and Terry is talking about, we talked about the Great Tribulation, which is coming. Before we go on, Terry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your website, get your other books and other writings, and then, of course, we'll get back to the coming Great Tribulation, but go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Folks, I encourage you to get my book through Dr. Stan. So we need to keep his ministry on the air. Really good, truthful ministries like Dr. Stan and many others are suffering badly right now because
People are hurting economically, and it's going to get worse. And therefore, they don't have as much money to help ministries out as they did in the past, as well as they did in the past. So I encourage you to keep Dr. Stan on the air, because where are you getting this kind of truth other than Dr. Stan and just a few other programs? And get my book, Beast Tech, through Dr. Stan. And what is that 800 number, doctor, for your
800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead.
And now my website, if you'd like to contact me and study hours of videos and radio shows I've done. Usually when I complete a radio show, I have my webmaster add it to the media section of my website. So you can just study for free hours and hours of programming I've done over the last 20 years. And I was also on the History Channel on Countdown to Apocalypse in November of 2012. So you can watch that program. It's there as well. SecondComingMinistries.com is the website. Don't use the number 2. Spell it out, SecondComingMinistries.com. And if you'll go to my website and click on my email button and ask Terry for the free book, I'll give you a 28-page book called Revolution, Communism is Really Satanism in Disguise. Now, that has taken me 25 years to understand in a 28-page, very intense dissertation that will have you probably taking some aspirin, maybe even a cold beer, but you will understand if you absorb it. And go ahead and try to prove me wrong, but and it's mind-blowing, but if you truly study that, you'll have a very good idea regarding what's about to happen. And then if you get my Beast Tech book from Dr. Stan, then you'll realize that we're about to enter 3 trigger events. And they're already starting again. The H1, the swine flu virus that allegedly came up, became a pandemic, and then suddenly went away, Dr. Stan. All of a sudden, it's resurging again. Have you noticed that?
And I certainly have, and I share your concerns.
So we talk about planned pandemics or epidemics being one of the pop. So you think the Antichrist is the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's how deceptive this thing called the New World Order is about to become. So then there's a planned economic collapse, and maybe the pandemics they'll unleash on us with vaccine poisons and everything else. I've actually written another book on that called Murder by Injection, and I've written a book called Comrade Antichrist. I've written a book on Interpol. Most people have never heard of the Interpol, let alone have any idea what it is, but that's going to be the United Nations Communist global Gestapo that's now incorporating every police department on Earth into one big network, and that'll be orchestrated through their computers and the NSA, and it's all going together in one singular network they're calling the cloud now. That's the new term for this thing that interconnects everything. It's called the cloud, okay? So it's all coming together, Stan. Like Scripture says, of course, Scripture doesn't say all these details, but if you're born again and you truly love the Lord and you research Scripture and then research what's happening in the real secular world, it just matches up just perfectly. So look forward to, and I'm being facetious, look forward to a planned economic collapse, the likes of which the world has never seen, with about $250 billion in derivatives and credit default swaps planned to collapse. Now, that's about to happen, and then the pandemics, as we discussed, the planned diseases, and then probably World War III, and they may even happen simultaneously or very close to one another. But to throw the whole world into a total state of chaos, if all three were to happen, including another thing we talk about in our book called electromagnetic pulse attack, blacking out a great portion, if not all, of America with the nuclear explosion over the continental United States, just shutting down the whole, frying the whole grid. Just imagine how chaotic that would be, unparalleled in world history, where you'd have 7 billion people just running around killing one another just so they can steal enough food from one another to eat. And, of course, we would need a satanic messiah to come down in a UFO And maybe a white horse will get out of his white UFO, maybe at the White House, you know, announce his arrival as our Messiah. It's all coming together very, very quickly now. And the Lord says the end will come like a flood. And so I call what's happening now a tsunamic exponential series of events unparalleled in world history. Stan, what else can you have to say?
Not very much. I agree with everything you're saying. Go right ahead.
So this book we have, Beast Tech, we tried to contain it and keep it under 300 pages so it'd be manageable. Tom Horn, my co-author and publisher, has a difficult time keeping books under 500 to 600 pages because he wants to share so much with folks, and he knows so much that he publishes 500-600 page books. Now, my first book was 730 pages and 400 pages, and then Southwest Radio Church published it a third time with 300 pages. And so what we tried to do with Beast Tech is take 50 years of combined research with Dr. Tom Horn, a very, very fine writer, very fine author, and my 25 years of research, and we combined them both together and edited it into a very manageable 300 pages, just under 300 pages, that has been getting very good reviews, five-star reviews on Amazon.com, and I think it'll give you understanding, and you'll be able to teach your pastors what's going on, and your pastors generally aren't studying this kind of stuff, and most of the churches are just not that aware of what's happening, unfortunately. Right, Stan?
Amen to that. And, of course, if you want to get the book, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, Peace Tech. But you must understand that we're not sure which one of these or which one of these crises is coming first, or maybe they're all going to come together. But we know we're moving towards a major cataclysmic event. They're keeping the stock market up artificially. Suddenly, the price earnings ratio, the value of the stocks, has nothing to do with the current level of the stock market. They're able to manipulate the price of gold and of silver and of oil, and they're manipulating everything going on today, and they're suddenly creating money out of nothing, to maintain our economy, and basically they're borrowing $1 trillion a year. They're borrowing or creating out of nothing $1 trillion a year. We're going behind $1 trillion a year. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We're doing that in less than 1 year right now. How long can you continue living on borrowed money? Not much longer. Go right ahead, Tom. Terry.
So again, folks, please order the book from Stan. You can get my other books by going to my website, www.secondcomingministries.com.
And if you're out there, the listening audience, you have a question at all about anything, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What if you have something you'd like to ask about? But basically, you need to understand we're going to be moving very, very quickly into a crisis situation. And basically, whether we're going to get involved with a war over there in the Near East, the Middle East, everything certainly is in a state of turmoil, whether it would be in Syria, whether it would be in the Ukraine, whether it would be certainly in Iraq today, whether it would be in Afghanistan, where there's an increasing level of violence, whether it be in Egypt or in Tunisia or Libya. All of these countries are certainly on the verge of chaos. And we are, of course, certainly doing everything we can to foment that chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are helpless. They're simply pawns in the game, as we are. But right now, things are not are very, very good here. We live a good life. But they are, of course, keeping us fat, dumb, and happy as they're plunging the rest of the world into chaos. Go right ahead, Terry.
Boy, that's a good expression, fat, dumb, and happy. Now, see, I'm a pilot, Are you a pilot as well, Stan?
Yes, I flew for many years. I've retired. I'm not flying now, but I used to love to fly.
Okay, so that's where you picked up the expression, because that came from war pilots. You know, I'm just flying along. Everything's nice and smooth. The engines are running. Everything's quiet. I'm moving on to my mission, moving on to my destination. And so pilots describe such a routine as flying along at whatever altitude in a fat, dumb, and happy state of mental euphoria. See, I'm just fat, dumb, and happy. So that's generally what the pilots say when everything's working good. Now, when engines start failing and everything flames out and they're looking at a coming crash, of course, it's not fat, dumb, and happy anymore. And that's about what to happen in all respects. We're heading for a crash and burn situation, incredibly so. And Satan's people have a Latin phrase that covers just what you said, Dr. Stan, ordo ab caeo. They're going to throw the world in every respect into total, complete chaos. And Dr. Stan, you cover this in your book, so tell people what ordo ab caeo really means.
Order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm. So the whole world is going to be thrown into complete and total collapse and chaos with wars and everything that Stan mentioned, wars, rumors of wars, economic collapse, pandemics, a disease, famine. We can talk about California. California is in a 500-year drought. And the federal government just refused to give the farmers any water for California farmers. And they produce about one-third of what our nation consumes in fruit and nuts and beef. California farmers are now selling and shipping their cows, all their beef, to Texas because they can't afford to feed them, and there's no water. So in the very near future, folks, we're going to have food shortages. Now, I encourage you to put as much food as you possibly can in your garage or in your pantry, especially if you're in a big city, because food shortages are going to happen virtually overnight in big cities, and you want your children to eat, you want your family to eat, so I encourage people to have at least a month's supply of food on hand, as well as some cash under your mattress, and as well as that, be prepared to defend yourself while you still have the Second Amendment. It's on life support right now. It's barely hanging on. But while you do have the right to go out and buy protective mechanisms, okay, guns and ammo, get yourself some so that you're not a victim to all the zombies who are going to come visit you and try to steal what you have when times get really bad. And we're just right on the edge of that happening, ladies and gentlemen. So take care of your family.
Oh, I think it's so significant that the beef herds in America are at a 51-year low. We haven't actually had a thing this bad going back to 1951. At that time, we had herds as small as we have. People don't understand that suddenly they've laid off. They're slaughtering the herds all across America. And the beef cattle is down, certainly, and if things go as we had fear, as far as certainly the drought is concerned, there are going to be shortages of vegetables and fruits and all sorts of the things that we need to live on. People can't imagine food shortages in America. Certainly, there are all sorts of food shortages in Syria, but we don't worry about that. But, you know, God has a sense of humor. And basically, the things that are going on in Syria are going on because the apathy and the indifference of the American people, and because your government has created a chaotic situation over there, financing the terrorists there who are responsible for the death of over 130,000 innocent Syrian civilians. And if you don't think God is going to bring judgment on this country, why, I think that you're sadly mistaken. So basically, make your preparations accordingly, and then sound the alarm so people can understand not only certainly what's happening from the point of view of the coming food shortages, but of course the spiritual implications of what's unfolding. Go right ahead, Terry.
In addition to all those very well-stated items, I want to bring your attention to something that's discussed very infrequently on the air anywhere nationwide now, Stan. And I appreciate the opportunity, while we still have some freedom of speech, for a tenuous amount of time, I appreciate the opportunity to share this. Now, again, I'm an ex-California National Guard officer, and I'm a Vietnam vet, and I served in a police car in Los Angeles with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department for six solid years in combat on the streets of Los Angeles, handled eight murders. I handled Charles Manson back in that day. Right out of the police academy at 22 years old, I was assigned to that special crew. So I've seen a little bit of action and reaction. And so what is about to happen is the United States is being set up to be conquered. And just today, Obama, or I guess it was yesterday, Obama ordered the reduction or purge of the U.S. military down to a World War II level. And then over the past few months, he's eliminated 200 of the top patriot Christian generals and admirals that opposed everything he was doing to basically destroy America. Then he's demoralizing the military, making them wear unisex uniforms, especially in the Marine Corps. And that has the Marines all just upset. And then there's the gay liberation effort in the military that further demoralized the U.S. military. And then at the same time, we have Russian and Chinese forces in America. And most people don't know, Dr. Stan, there is a Chinese Air Force base at Mountain Home, Idaho, near Boise. We have a Chinese Air Force base at Mountain Home Air Force Base. We leased a portion of our own military Air Force base to the Chinese, and they have their Air Force right there prepared to attack us.
We live in a world gone mad. Our guest, Chris, is Terry Cook. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program, ladies and gentlemen. But listen to what Terry has to say. I've known him for many years. I trust him. He's a reliable source of information. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain.
Thanks a lot.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly would appreciate your help if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, get our monthly newsletter so you can get the books or DVDs or tape sets or the other items that we carry. And all of this, the funding for it all goes into help to support Radio Liberty. Certainly, we carry a line of this. Spices. We carry a line of health products, and basically a lot of these health products Barbara and I have taken, and as you know, we have to be in fairly good health to do what we do. And I'm 85 years of age and certainly getting along fairly well. So most people need magnesium. They need iodine supplements. Certainly they need vitamin D3. We carry these things, and you need to understand the background. We have a 4-CD set on magnesium and why you should be taking magnesium. We have a book on magnesium. We have a 4-CD set, certainly on aspartame and why you should not be taking aspartame. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It goes into the background of the supplements you should be taking and the danger of so much of what is given in the way of medication today. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry a line of spices. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we wouldn't be without them. We've used them for years ourselves. And whether it be the gel to put on your hair or the soap to wash with or the soap for doing your laundry in, they're all excellent. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, if you go to radioliberty.com, well, you can listen to our radio programs there 5 hours a day, or at least 4 hours a day on this internet site. And then, of course, you can certainly read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs, which are posted there at radioliberty.com. There are a number of other sites there. We have one site of certainly new items on the web, and certainly every day we try to at least post something new, which we think is important as we survey what's going on. So if you have a chance, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And look at the site items on the web. It's just below the blue, blue banners there, and I think you'll find it fascinating. All you have to do is link to those things, and they're things that I think are vitally important that you be kept abreast of. But the most important thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there is an organized effort on the other side. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we have somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies out across America, but this book has changed and impacted the lives of many people. I had a caller today. He was a surgeon, a thoracic surgeon from upstate New York, who told me he just read the book and he wanted to thank me for writing it because he really had given him a tremendous insight into what's going on. And you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to put things into perspective, because so much of what you have read and you believe is really not true. Certainly, this whole move towards a world government does not come from communism. It comes from here. We finance communism from its inception, from right here in America. And this whole movement towards a world government is being funded from America today. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be free. from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. Lord bless
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 24 February. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world. It's all about putting it together. That is-